You're listening to Fantasy NBA God, the greatest fantasy basketball podcast of all time. My name is Purity, and of course, I'm not alone.
Hello, guys. My name is Ivan. Even though I don't sound like Ivan today.
Yeah. Well, your voice changed. He has a flu.
I have something. We should ask LeBron James. How does he say this meme? Let me see.
Is it a flu, a cold, or COVID? That's what it says.
Yeah.
I think he has a flu. No, a
Who?
Cold.
LeBron. LeBron's,
no, you.
His daughter. He said.
No, he didn't say his daughter has a flu.
He was talking about his daughter. Okay, we're gonna talk about the story later. Like you didn't read the story, but
I didn't. This is episode 49.
Episode
he always 40. Forgets to say that.
This is Purity being prepared for the podcast. She didn't read the whole story.
I did read.
Okay, we're gonna come to the story later, and so before we start, I don't wanna forget. So I want to say now that I created a group, a Viber group. Viber is a messenger like WhatsApp, like this Facebook Messenger or whatever people use nowadays. You help me. I don't know. I use.
It's the same as WhatsApp. It's basically the same. There's no difference.
You don't have to yell in people's ears.
I'm not yelling. I'm just talking.
I'm just trying to explain because people. This is messages that is used in Eastern Europe. So if you want to join our group, just download Viber and invitation link. It's the link that you click to join our group. You can find it on our website. Just go to our website and anywhere on the first page, on the contact page, anywhere you will find in the news section or just where the links are, you will find a Viber invitation link. Just click it when you already have installed Viber and you will join our group so we can chat. You can ask for whatever. Just don't ask for money. I mean, for NBA fantasy basketball advice.
So
just go to our website fantasymbagood.weebly.com. Weebly spelled weebly, and you will find that link over there. And while you're there, visit the gallery page of our website. I put some time into these photos I edited. I think it looks good, so you know, check it out. So that's it from my part. Any business that you need to...
I have no business. Anyway, let's get into the podcast. Now we wasted so much time. All right, let's go. Actually, in NBA, there are not a lot of stories, but I'm so grateful if I do come across 1, 2, 3 stories. So let's talk about Ja Morant. He went in Atlanta. He lives in Atlanta, right?
Why would he live in Atlanta?
Why was he there?
Okay. Maybe he's from Atlanta. I really don't know.
Maybe he was visiting his family.
I don't
want to
bother Googling that now, but he plays for Memphis Grizzlies. So I don't think he lives in Atlanta, you know.
Okay, maybe he has a house there.
At least not during the season.
No. Maybe he goes there. Okay, for a holiday or something. So he went jewelry shopping in some shop. What is the shop is called Icebox Jewelry Store in Atlanta. He went to clean his jewelry, to, you know, his collection, to make it clean, to clean it. And then he was like, why not? Let me buy some more. Yeah, right. Do you need any more jewelry, Ja Morant? Anyway, so he was there talking to the guys that work there. They were so excited to see Ja Morant. I would be excited too. Anyway.
22-year-old millionaire.
22-year-old millionaire. What do you do?
Who has so much money that he doesn't know what to do with it. So
yeah.
He buys some jewelry that he will probably
never wear.
Yeah.
He's just going to stay in his house and get rotten there again. And then he has to clean it again.
Or get robbed because he keeps...
So, and he was talking to the workers. They were so nice to him and all that. And guess who ran into him? Some rapper.
Some rapper that's...
really famous rapper.
Is
Ghana.
He a rapper?
A rapper. Not a rapist. A rapper.
No.
Did you say rapist?
No, I wanted to ask, is he really a famous rapper? That's
Yeah, well, yeah, for those ones who follow rap music, it definitely is. I don't, so for me,
then how do you know he's famous? You never heard of this guy before this article?
I've never heard of a rapper who's not famous. They're all
You
famous
never heard
somehow.
of a rapper who's
Who's not famous? Who has not who has not made an audience? Who people don't love him?
I don't know what
I guess he was
to
there
say
too.
about
I
this
guess he was there
statement.
to buy jewelry too. Why not? Let's just. Anyway, he bought, if you are interested, if you wanna know, 3 diamond bracelet and 2 diamond rings. Wow.
Who? This
No, Jamorant. Jamorant. That's what
yeah,
he
he
bought.
spent 55,000,
Yeah,
55K.
dollars. I
Yeah.
would buy a house with that money. Anyway, that's the story. Let's go to the next one. Let's go to story number two. It's with my favorite player, LeBron James. I love him so much. He's like my I love him. Just to say, he's the greatest GOAT, like our podcast. Anyway, the story is about him. He posted a about
Actually, the
no,
story
a
is not
story
about him. The
is about
story is
Kareem.
about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Yeah. He was handing out Carmelo Anthony a trophy. I guess
What
he
did you
has his
say
own
he
trophy.
was handling?
He was giving, handing out.
Yeah, because this trophy was given his name. I think it's a new
Yeah.
trophy. It's a trophy for social justice
Justice
work.
champion.
What's
I mean, I don't know
work?
what you're
Social justice work.
pursuing social
Well,
justice. And yeah. I don't know
so and
what
I
did
don't
he
know.
do,
So
Anton?
I was about to ask that. What did he do? He was like slamming his head with his hand,
Wow, we don't
like he
know.
does
Like,
when
it must have been a viral story that we don't know, but we live under the rocks. We don't have internet. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. Anyway, while he was handing up the trophy, people ask him what he think about LeBron passing him as the all-time scorer. He's gonna pass him
He's
actually,
gonna pass him,
by next season.
by the next season, maybe. Probably by the next season, yeah.
So after the ceremony, the reporters were asking him, "What do you think about that?" And he was saying something that doesn't even, I mean, something that doesn't make sense. He says he doesn't agree with a lot of things that LeBron does. I mean,
He
can
says
you tell?
that he admired the things LeBron has done,
But also.
LeBron send like sending the whole school to college.
Yeah,
I guess
school
that's
kids that cannot afford.
his school, right?
Yeah, the
In
kids who are,
Akron, right?
yes,
Akron.
kids who are don't have money. I mean, who was
I think he's
parents.
from his school, baby. He has a
Yeah, he has a
school.
school from where
He said
hometown.
that's amazing. Some of the things he's done. He should be embarrassed by. And like I don't know what, like that's obviously this meme that we were talking about. We're gonna play now what he said. I don't know, the sound quality is not that great, but just take a listen.
I admire the things that he's done that have gotten all of our attention. Sending a whole school to college, wow, that's amazing. And it's his thoughtfulness and willingness to back it up with his wallet. Again, you have to give him credit for that. I'm not throwing stones. I just wish he wouldn't some of the things he's done, he should be embarrassed about. And that's just where I'm coming from.
The 75th anniversary team has announced this year. Is that enough of a sub?
So I hope the sound is like really bad. I hope you were able to hear something. Well, basically, yeah, that's what we just
Yeah.
said before. Like some things that he did, he said they are really beneath him, and it's this meme that LeBron posted this on
Instagram.
Instagram, and there are like three Spider-Mans. And then on one Spider-Man it says COVID, on another cold, on another flu, and they all look alike, and they're pointing to each other.
Yeah.
And
2 million likes. Well, you probably saw it, guys.
he's accusing LeBron for a vaccine hesitancy. Like, I don't know what he means by that. He probably wants to say that LeBron is he cannot decide on his stance on vaccine, or like this is the first time I hear something about that. So LeBron gave a statement. He said that he doesn't have any response to Kareem at all. And okay, you can let us play you LeBron, what he replied.
Hey LeBron, stepping away from the game tonight, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had an essay this week that I'm sure you saw that was critical of your Instagram post, the meme, the Spider-Man meme about COVID. I wondered if you had a response to what Kareem had said, or if you wanted to clarify what you were trying to say with that post.
No, I don't have a response to Kareem at all. And if you saw the post and you read the tag, you know, you literally honestly asking, help me out, help me kind of figure it all out. Why are we all trying to figure this pandemic out? We all trying to figure out COVID and, you know, the new trend, the new strand, and, you know, and the flu. I think people forgot about the flu. People like literally forgot about the flu during these times. Like, that's still going around. It's flu season. Some people have forgot about the flu. People have forgot about common colds. That happens, you know, especially with a lot of our kids that's in school. My daughter is in first grade, so a lot of these kids are getting like common colds and getting the flu. But no, I don't have any response to Kareem at all. Appreciate it.
So yeah,
he did say his daughter got.
Well, yeah, I might be sick, but I still haven't gone.
I love LeBron's daughter. She's so fun.
And
she's a fun girl.
And well, I don't know what to say. I mean, Kareem is old man, and
it's clouding his judgment of the way of
and
thinking.
and I don't think he's very happy about this whole. He used to hold record for such a long time, and now
He's
LeBron
jealous.
is gonna pass him,
That's
and
jealousy talking. Definitely. I would be upset too. Who wouldn't, right?
Is there any
He's
record
holding the Guinness
that's
Book of all time score, and now he's gonna be taken away from
is
it.
there any record that you hold?
Yes, the only African who works in Sabia.
The only African who works in well, you like. You know that's not.
It is true. I'm the only one who works in a place where I am required to speak the Sabian language. Most of these Africans, they don't speak the language.
I know as a fact that that's not the.
Who else? Who do you know that speaks the language?
Okay,
alone?
This is just not relevant for.
Well,
for
you asked
fantasy,
me
but
which record I'm holding, and that's my record.
I thought
so,
like
boom.
some record that makes sense, and not some imaginary record that doesn't make sense at all.
The African who learned how to swim.
Oh my god. Okay, can we
yes,
like finish
okay.
with the news?
I don't have any record.
Okay, so we're gonna talk about actually only three guys that you should go and look on your waiver wire that might help you if you are still playing. This is the last week.
We are done. I mean, I don't have anything, so I'm not playing anything.
Yeah, but I wanted to say, yeah, these guys, they've been playing well recently because it's a silly season, but please stick with us, stay until the end, because the most important part of this episode is going to be about playoff fantasy basketball, or as it's also called, postseason fantasy basketball. So we just want to finish with waivers, and then we're gonna get to the, how do they say, to meat and to but I was mixed tomatoes, potatoes, tomatoes, mix and potatoes. Yeah, you don't know that expression?
No.
Oh my
First
God.
time hearing it.
You are in like English.
It's not a common expression.
Actually,
always.
It is.
Oh well, then I am living under a rock. I don't know what's going on in this world.
Well, it's not Kenyan expression, obviously. I want
not
to say
really.
this is like we're gonna talk about. This is the subject that we want to like spend the most time on it, because starting from now we're gonna be talking about player fantasy basketball because we're not done like other shows. But okay, let's not waste time. Let's go and do the waivers. So the first guy is Obi Toppin. Have you heard of Obi Toppin? So it's a guy who plays for Knicks, and since Julius Randle is currently not playing, Obi Toppin has been playing really well recently. In last 10 games, he's been averaging 12 point. Yeah, I didn't say. Well, of course, he's power forward. Yeah, 24 years old. He's drafted in 2020. He's been averaging 12.5 points, 4.4 rebounds, 0.6 blocks, 0.7 steals, 1.9 assists, 56 field goals, free throws, 85.7. In recent games, last game he had 20 points, 8 rebounds, before that 20 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, then he had a dud, only 4 points, then game before that 17 points, game before that 10 points, and so on. So yeah, he's one of these guys that you might consider. Another guy, Markelle Fultz, he also has been playing well recently. Cole and Suggs, they're all injured. So yeah, Anthony Cole and Jalen, I think Anthony Cole got injured in their last game. So he's gonna be taking all the minutes at the point guard position. Last 10 games, 10.8 points, 4.3 assists, 1.3 steals, 2.6 rebounds, 0.4 blocks from the field, 41.1% free throw percentage, 83.3. That's actually last 9 games. In last 10 games, he missed one game. Last 5 games, 11 points, 6 assists, before that 12 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, before that 19 points, 7 assists, before that 11 points, before that 16 points. So as you can see, he learned how to shoot
finally,
second time in his life. And the last guy that I really didn't think we will ever mention this season, we've been talking about him at the end of the last season or after the season ended, during the last year playoffs, I mean fantasy playoffs, he's been good. I mean, he's been like, he would have a one really good game, then like 2-3 bad game, and so he was hit or miss. That's Theo Maledon, yeah. Because OKC, as you know, they're tanking, and he finally got to play. So he's averaging 14.8 points in the last 10 games, playing 27.2 minutes, 1 steal per game, 4.8 assists, 4.6 rebounds from the field, 47.3% from the free throw line, 80%. And let me see some recent games for him. Recent games, last game only 9 points, 4 rebounds, 5 assists, but game before that 28 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, really great game. Before 18 points, 8 assists, before that 23 points, 10 rebounds, before that 20 points, before that 25 points. As you can see, he's been playing well recently. So yeah, consider him. And we are done with this segment. I try to be quick so we can get to the most important part of this episode. So guys, if you're playing fantasy basketball and listening to Other fantasy basketball podcasts, you've probably been hearing that the season is over. Everybody's gonna do a season recap or whatever. But actually, the season is not over and the season is just beginning. So what I'm talking about is playoff fantasy basketball or postseason fantasy basketball. And can you explain what the playoff fantasy basketball is?
It's where you play fantasy, but you play because of the playoffs,
During
right?
playoffs.
During playoffs. That's right. That's what I'm saying. So.
Yeah, the league starts on April 16th, and actually you have to draft on April 16th because of this play-in that finishes on 15th. So you have only one day to draft, I mean to set up your draft. And the league runs until the end, until the finals, until the last game.
I'm excited to play. It's my first
sorry,
time.
sorry for coughing. Where you can play this game? You can play it on Fantrax. It's completely free. And the difference between this playoff fantasy basketball and regular season fantasy basketball is, sorry again, that in this type of fantasy basketball, you have much lesser players that you can pick from, and the number of players reduces after every round of playoffs, meaning only 16 team will qualify for playoffs. So you can draft only guys from those teams, and after every round of playoff, it's gonna, the number of players is gonna split in two, while setting your league, because it's not going to be enough players, depending on your league size. If your league is big, there won't be enough players, and after every round of playoff, it's going to be less and less players. So what people do usually is they put in settings that one NBA player can be drafted or later picked from waiver wire. As a free agent or whatever, by more than one manager. You understand? For example, Nikola Jokic, in this league of mine, he can. So everybody's getting sick, and maybe even people who listen, you get
I
them.
warned him. I told him
You get them.
I'm about to cough. It's a cough season. What can I say?
It's a cough season.
It's a flu season. Sorry, it's a flu season. So
Is there a
anyway,
cough season in Africa?
It's always cough season in Africa.
Why?
Throughout, I don't know. I mean, so much pollution around and all that. It's affecting people. Anyway, I'm sorry for that. Let's continue. Sorry, yeah, continue.
What was I talking? Oh yeah, I said, for example, Nikola Jokic. Three managers. Three players, three managers. If you said that he can, three managers can draft Nikola Jokic on draft. You understand?
Great.
So that is the setting of the league that I'm playing in. Three managers can draft Jokic, which means the first, because Jokic is going to be first pick on a draft. And so the guy who is drafting first, and the guy who is drafting second, and the guy who is drafting third, they're probably gonna draft Nikola Jokic, right?
Obviously. Oh, yeah. The first three.
So,
That's logic.
another really important thing in actually the most important thing in this type of fantasy is that you should draft not only good players. Like, what is the point of drafting someone who's gonna be eliminated, his team is gonna be eliminated after first round of playoffs? That means you had that player only during the first round of players, maybe only for four games.
I see. I see what you're saying. So the key is to draft a player who's gonna play throughout the playoffs,
Well, yeah, for example,
basically.
in Western Conference, for example, you're gonna look for Devin Booker because Suns are first, and it's normal to project that they will advance to, I don't know, maybe finals, league, NBA League finals, Western Conference finals, I don't know. So you have to, also East, Giannis Antetokounmpo, for example. You have to think about it and decide, to make decision which team is gonna go the furthest, and is that the word, furthest?
Yeah, who's gonna go all the
And
way?
which player is also
Great.
good, yes, Nuggets are fifth now at the West, but if they get healthy, maybe if Jamal and if they get healthy, maybe they will advance to, I don't know, Western Conference
Who the
Finals, anything.
Lakers gonna make?
Oh, Lakers are in
Eleven,
play-in,
eleven
and
position.
yeah, they are
That's bad.
in they will play. They will go through play-in. So, for example, you draft LeBron, and then, or I don't know, Anthony Davis. Let's say you draft LeBron with your first pick on a draft, or second, I don't know. And then Lakers, they get eliminated in the first round. So, what did you do? You just wasted your pick. So you
Yeah,
have to
don't
think.
pick LeBron.
You have to think about that. Other rules. As I said, this can be played on Fantrax. It's completely free. We are not promoting Fantrax. We're just saying because there is some others. There's other side that will charge you for playing on Fantrax. You can play for free, and there are many type of leagues that you can set up. You can also join a league, but the problem is it's not like on Yahoo. There are so many leagues that are generated by Yahoo. They're how are they called? Default Yahoo leagues. They're generated by Yahoo, not also leagues that are created started by users, but leagues that Yahoo creates for people to join. Here you don't have those type of leagues that Fantrax creates. They're only leagues that users they set up, like I set up my league, and you can allow people to join. Or you can just invite people with a code, with a link, So if the league is open, that means that anyone can join. And there are not that many league at the moment that you can join here on Fendrux, few that are still open. So if you do not like settings, you just go and create your own leagues, call your friends, or just open the league for everybody else to join, and the league will be to my league got filled up in like 2 days, something like that, 3 days. So you have six types of the leagues. We have total points leagues, and let me read it quickly. Description: fantasy team scores are based on an actual on an accumulation of points over the course of the season for each select and scoring category. Then you had head-to-head points daily. Fantasy teams compete against each other one on one and receive win, loss, or tie in each scoring period, depending on who has the most fantasy points. League changes are made daily. And then you have head-to-head points weekly. You know what that is, of course. That's fantasy points league head-to-head. You have Roto, of course. You have head-to-head each category. Like if there's like nine categories, it can be, what each category is. It can be 5-4 win, and you had head-to-head most categories. So it's if it's nine categories, 5-4, it's only one win goes to the guy who had more categories, five categories in this case. So yeah, that's it. It's the site is it's great. You can customize so many things, so many settings. You can make your league to be whatever you want. Okay, it's a little bit limiting the number of players, but still you can do so much, so many settings, and I made a league with two guards, two forwards, one center, how many bench? This is five bench. No, one utility also. Yeah, and four bench and one injury list. That's 10 plus injury lists, 10 players. I mean, 10 managers.
Just make it interesting, guys. The point is people to enjoy your league. You don't want people to come and play and your league is boring. So choose the most interesting category. That's my advice.
How do people make interesting? It's easy to say they do not make a boring league. How do you make interesting?
Like maybe some people will make one injured list and then you have two injured guys and then you don't know what to do.
Okay, but the problem with these leagues, you cannot put like four injured lists because there are not that many players. So you cannot make huge rosters. You cannot
make bench.
Invite 20 people in your league. Okay, you can, but then you have to put that one player can be in so many teams, you know. So make whatever you want. Just have fun.
And make it interesting. That's my advice.
And we'll be talking about this now because nobody is going to, all the other podcasts, they're done with talking about
fantasy.
They're just recapping.
Except Josh.
No, everybody has. The people are just gonna be recapping the season. Nobody's gonna continue talking. This will be literally the only podcast that is still gonna be talking about fantasy basketball until the end of playoffs. And I really don't understand why people don't want to play. Maybe someone is tired. Okay, if you're tired,
you're fed up with the season.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. But if you like fantasy, if you like playing, you don't like this long off season until mid of October, play. There is still.
Well, yeah.
And it's fun. It's
play Fantrax. Yeah, we are advertising Fantrax. Fantrax pay us. We are.
Really... Why are you lying?
I'm kidding. I'm sorry. I'm kidding. It's just a joke. It's a joke. You always say I don't make jokes. Well, here is a joke. Anyway, is that it? Are we done?
Well, yeah, that's all about this.
I'm excited. I cannot wait. Fantrax to play. Let's go. And I'm excited to also find out who's going to win this season.
Where? Win where?
Win the league.
Oh, win the league.
After the playoffs.
Who are you?
I don't know. Last season was...
Who are you projecting and who are you hoping
maybe
for?
Maybe the Phoenix Suns.
You're projecting. Who are you hoping to win?
I'm hoping for the Lakers and what is that? This team, Atlanta, because Bogdan is there. So.
Okay.
Oh, and Jokic. Yes, I want Jokic to win. Sorry. Yes, Jokic. Go, honey. Big honey.
To win MVP.
Go and win. Yeah. No, go and win the league. You can do it. You don't need anybody.
Okay. Are you done?
Yes, I'm done. Hey, I'm done.
Good.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. That is all. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And before...
Wait. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Okay, you go.
You had to cut me off for saying, I hope you enjoyed this episode.
Yes, because some people say that it wasn't... My last episode was not that good, so this one was much better, I promise. So, okay, go.
Who is saying? Who is slandering?
I cannot mention names. That's... someone who made a comment, anonymous. What do you say?
Anonymous.
So.
Do I have to teach you English?
Yes.
So yeah, I guys, I know that there are people that do not use social networks. Actually, the only social network that they use is LinkedIn because of their work. And so I created a LinkedIn page for Fantasy NBA Goat podcast. So. Just follow us there. You can find every information about everything that we do. You can find at LinkedIn at Fantasy NBA Goat. So give us a follow. We have only 3 followers now. We are.
And you can listen.
Begging you to follow us.
Yes, and you can listen to our podcast where?
You can listen to our podcast at Anchor, Google Podcasts. Apple Podcast, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher, CastBox, or literally anywhere else where you get your podcasts.
That's right. And you can follow us on our social network. That is Twitter, Facebook.
Social networks.
On our social networks.
Yeah.
Yes.
We have several.
Yes.
Now,
so
four.
That is Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for our podcast, Fantasy and Be a Good.
Yeah,
simple.
Our website, go on our website to join our Viber group. Our website address is fantasyandbeagood.weebly.com. Weebly is spelled with Weebly. You'll find a link for our Viber group there. Our email address is fantasyandbeagood@gmail.com. Write, email us about whatever.
Whatever you have in mind, whatever interests you.
Yeah, and I cannot think of anything else. Are we done here?
Yeah, that's it. So thank you. Until the next episode. See you soon.
Thank you, guys.
And good luck with your playoffs. Let's go. Let's do this.
What you mean with the playoff leagues?
With the playoff leagues.
Or
right.
If you are playing this. I have to go. My throat is like dying on me. Sorry, guys.
You're
Bye.
Starting something you cannot finish.
Bye.
Bye.
So, yeah, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And what can I say? Mamba out.